assisting those that usually take part here, leading the songs. And let's just sing hymn number 19. And after that, we'll ask Brother Jose to come and open in a word of prayer for us. Hymn number 19, let's talk about Jesus.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings. About
it is the desire of everyone tonight, as we all come tonight here. It's not to see each other. It's not for any other purpose, but only to talk about Jesus. So I really wish that tonight God is going to do something for everyone. Let's bow our heads and say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, just as we sung, we didn't come here to talk about anything else other than you. You've been with us throughout the day, throughout different occupations. You've protected us. You've watched over us. And tonight we've come because we know that every evening you came down in the Garden of Eden to talk with your children. Lord Father, we've come the same way because we know that your word says where two or three are gathered, you are in their midst. Look, we're more than two here, more than three. We know that you are among us and you're going to talk to every heart tonight, that every desire, every word that is going to be lifted up to you, you're going to hear. Every hand that's been raised up to you will not come down the same way it went up, but it will come with an answer from you, because we are needy people, Lord Father. We've come here to gain strength from you, and we'd like you to come and meet each one of us so that at the end of this meeting, we could say our hearts were burning within as you are talking to us. Lord Father, it's the desire, the deep desire of every one of us. So we commit the remaining of the service in your hands. Anoint your servant that will stand here to talk. Let him talk straight from you, Father, because we know that your words are life and your words are what we need to carry on the journey. We commit everything in your hands. Bless the pastor and all the saints that couldn't make it tonight, Lord Father, for whatever reason, you know where they are. Bless them that are in holidays and be with us from now until the end of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we prayed. Amen.
Amen. We'll sing hymn number 43, Come and Dine.
Jesus has a table spread with the saints of God affair. Here invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, to sit to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, that's okay in Christ the mind. For the Father called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Time the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Hail, oh, fair the multitude, turn the water into wine. To be ever in his sight, all the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Hail, faith.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing another one again. We'll sing 140, Redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, dim through His infinite mercy, His child and forever. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child, forever I am. Redeemed, so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know I shall see presence with me continually. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed, the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, oh, redeemed, His shouting forever I am. I think of blessed redeemed, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the people. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child in forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in His love I delight. Oh, loving teeth my footsteps and give it me souls. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed, hallelujah, redeemed of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child in forever. Amen. Let's sing once again hymn number 94, Meeting in the Air. Amen. Amen. Give me G.
Story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale you often see. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at the meeting in the air. There is going
bought any rivers. Okay, we'll collect the offering. While this song, we are singing this song, we'll collect the offering. I forgot about that, sorry, since it shows that I hardly attend the Fridays. When I'm at work, I forget what I'm here. So it shows I'm not for this place. Anyway, we'll sing Guarani Rivers, number 181.
And across things seemed impossible, but as divided as the good and evil rivers, think are uncrucible. God, any mountains can't turn you through. God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no man. Battles to win, they would meet with obstacles. Jericho's walls to the ground. God never failed, he stood back his promises. Walls had to crumble. God and the rivers you think are uncrucible, God and the mountains can't turn you through. God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what you.
Once again, the chorus.
God and the rivers you think are uncrucible, God and the mountains you can't tunnel through. God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what you are about.
Lord Father, just to see each other, but Lord, we've come to bow on our knees to see you, Lord Father, to seek you, Lord Father, to come upon us tonight, Lord, and be with us, Lord Father, as we, Lord Father, prepare ourselves to receive the whatever you've prepared for us, Lord, tonight, Lord Father. I ask you once again, Lord Father, that you come upon us and you bless each and every family that are gathered here this afternoon, this evening, Lord. I ask once again, Lord Father, that you bless those that didn't even make it tonight, Lord Father, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. Lord Father, you do know them where they are, Lord. But I ask you that, Lord Father, you reach them and you touch them and you bless them. Even those that are not feeling well, Lord Father, I ask you once again that you heal them, Lord Father. I lift this basket up into you, Lord Father. I ask you, Lord Father, that every hand, Lord Father, even all those that the desires, people that your people are desiring tonight, Lord Father, that, Lord, we believe that for every sweat that came from, Lord Father, they came from all the pockets that, Lord Father, maybe they've worked so hard for each and every cent that goes into this basket. I ask you once again, Lord Father, that you touch them, Lord Father, and you bless each and every one of us tonight, Lord Father, in the name of Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. As we prepare for the preaching of the gospel, now we'll sing hymn number 122, Just Another Touch. Just Another Touch, Lord. And, just focus on the words there and sing it from our hearts. It's just a chorus. It's a very nice chorus. touch, Lord, is number 122.
Just another touch, Lord, from you.
Do you know this song?
To help in the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, you send a ray of light. When I get a touch, Lord, from you.
Just only these words again. Let's go.
Just another touch, Lord, from you. To help in our trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, you send a ray of light. When I get a touch, Lord, from you.
Once again, let's sing it together.
Just another touch, Lord, from you. To help in our trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, you'll send a ray of light. When I get a touch, Lord, from you.
Just for the last time, we'll sing it again.
And just another touch, Lord, from you. To help in hard trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, you will send a ray of light. When I get a touch, Lord, from you.
Once again, please.
Just another touch, Lord, from you. To help in hard trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, you'll send a ray of light. When I get a touch, Lord, from you.
Just another touch,
Lord, from you. To help in our trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, you will send a ray of light. When I get a touch, Lord, from you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother James, Brother Savior, and all the brethren behind there. Thank you for your faithfulness. We praise the Lord for this evening again. Though we are few, but we are surrounded by a multitude. Amen. Amen. If only God could open your eyes, you could see that we don't count on numbers. God looks at quality. Amen. Amen. God weighs his people. God doesn't count his people. Amen. So even if you were alone, just come. Even if all of us, we didn't come, you found yourself here, just come and worship and go home. Amen. Amen. God will bless you for that. So we praise him for this sweet evening and for bringing us back from the break we had last week. I heard that, I didn't know that I was coming to find a situation, a plot, amen. But God is good, so we count on him and we believe that he'll be merciful to us and he'll make provision for us, amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your kindness, for your faithfulness, bringing us back once again to this house of fellowship. Bless your people, O Lord. Bless those who have traveled that could not be with us tonight, O Lord. Let your hand be upon them wherever they are around the globe, O Lord. Your servant, our pastor in Carlo, bless him, Heavenly Father. Let the meeting there be a real blessing. We commit everything that is planned tomorrow in Carlo, Sister Jolie, with that meeting, family meetings, O Lord. We commit her into your hands. Let your hand be upon them and let it be for your glory. Heavenly Father, now we commit our gathering into your hands. Come and fellowship with us, O Lord. If you are not with us, O Lord, it will be just any other meeting. But you in our midst will make it a special meeting, O Lord. Touch every sick person. We think of our brother George in the hospital. Heavenly Father, seeing his post of duty empty today, O Lord, we command him into your hands. Touch him once again, O Lord, and fulfill his healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless our brother James. We have taken over, O Lord. We see how you can work through your children, O Lord. And we commit him into your hands also. Bless this gift in him and let him be a blessing for this church. We commit this service into your hand from beginning to end in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. We have a topic this evening. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. This is our topic. So we're going to read Psalms 46, 1 to 11, and then 2 Chronicles 20, 17. Psalms 46, 1 to 11, and then 2 Chronicles 20, 17. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he has made in this earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20, 17. 2 Chronicles 20, 17, read. He shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's our Friday prayer meeting. So we are going just to share this topic before we go into prayer. And if you have any request, if you can just put it in writing and give to Brother Mike. We are going to pray for it at the end. So, from the last reading we read, if you go through the whole chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles, you'll see it's a story about the king Jehoshaphat. A war just broke out. A coalition of nations came to fight against Judah. And King Jehoshaphat, if you read on that chapter, you'll see that they got really panicked. They became very, very agitated. They didn't know what to do because just two small nations, and it was not a new nation that was fighting them. There was well-known nations. It was Moab and Ammon. They were nations that, if you read in the Exodus, you'll see they were you know, scared of Israel. They didn't even, they went to beg them not to cross their land because they were afraid of the multitude of the God's host. But in this particular situation, we find that the very people that were making them fear them, they were now scared of those small nations. The king Jehoshaphat got really panicked. If you read from 20, from verse 1, I'm going to read, you follow with me. It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other people beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side of Syria. Verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. You see there that he went to seek the Lord, not because he wanted to seek the Lord, but it was because he was in fear. He was afraid. He proclaimed a fast out of fear. The motive that was pushing him here, it was fear. It was not true worship. It was not genuine desire to worship God, but he got himself into fear, seeing the attack coming. And the Bible says, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. The people were very fearful. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he started praying. If you read, he started praying only out of his fear. And verse 9, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, he reminding God now the prayer that Solomon did, that God, you will help us if we pray in this house, if they attack us, you will give us victory. Verse 10, and now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession which thou hast given us to inherit. So he was seeing himself being defeated. He was in a, you know, defeat position. He was seeing himself being driven out of the land by those people coming. He had no confidence at all in the Lord. Despite all he has seen God doing, despite all what his father's forefathers told him that God is capable of, but before these small nations, he got very scared and he was panicking. Out of that, God sent a prophet to tell him, stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Because the Lord is in the camp. The Lord is in your camp. Just be still and watch what the Lord will do for you. Amen. All the fear he had, all the panic, it made him just unsettled, and he couldn't even focus on the promises of the Lord. He couldn't even focus on what God has done for them before. He became so fearful, he lost his composure before the Lord. Amen. So, the psalm that we have read, the king knew the psalm. Amen. Because they were singing it in the temple. It was something that they knew. Be still and know that I am Lord. It was not something strange to him. Everything that is said in Psalms 46, The Lord will fight for you. Even if the heathen come, I will stand, I will destroy them. All that, the king knew it. But in front of this situation, he couldn't remember. He couldn't recall himself to this promise of the Lord and believe in it. Amen? Amen. Our topic is, be still and know that I am God. The king in this situation, he lacked something. He failed to stand still and see the Lord acting. What made him get into this condition? If you read the story of King Jehoshaphat, you will notice, you will see that he was a God-fearing man. Amen? He was a man of, his heart was turned unto God's commandment. He was fearing God. Not only him, but if you go down back into history, you will see his father, his forefather, all of them were God-fearing men. Amen? His father was King Asa. Amen? He was fearing God. His forefather, his great father, was King Abijah. He was a God-fearing man. His forefather was King, Rehoboam. Amen? And Solomon was his great-great-grandfather. Amen? So all that lineage from Solomon, you'll see all of them, they were God-fearing people. They were serving God. And every time they came onto throne, they did their best to stand against what was being done in the other kingdom of Israel, where we had wicked kings like Ahab, like Jeroboam, and all those people. They are trying to serve God. But you'll notice something particular in this King Jehoshaphat. At some stage, he started to shift toward leaning toward the kingdom of Israel. You know, he got himself into friendship with the king Ahab. If you read verse chapter 18 of 2 Chronicles, from verse 1, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. Amen. So he started, after God blessed him, he found good for him to become friend with Ahab, upon which there was a curse. Amen. Because you know, the prophet spoke a curse against Ahab and his wife. But the man that was cursed before the Lord, this God-fearing man, went and befriended himself with this man under a curse. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab, to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance. You see what level of friendship they've get themselves into. They became so close friends that when he went to visit him, he even killed sheep and beefs and everything to honor his friend. He was getting himself into friendship with someone who was not fearing God. And you will notice that from the moment he gets himself into that bondage, something wrong started happening to him. He starts little by little forsaking the ways of the Lord. And Ahab, king of Israel, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. Amen? That friendship started as a, you know, good friends, I kill a lamb for you. But the other friend who was not fearing God, he had his own agenda. He wanted to do something that was not in the will of God. But to get this God-fearing man to go with him in his plans, his wicked plans, he started by befriending him. He started by giving him gifts, presents, to just entice him to become one of them. Amen? And at one stage, they persuaded him to go to do something that was not in the will of God. If you read chapter 18, him being a man, a God-fearing man, he started by asking the king, can we consult the Lord before we go? The other one said, yeah, I have 400 people here, prophets. The 400 came. They prophesied. They said what they said. Him, he was still not convinced because there was still something of God in him telling him that what you are getting yourself into is not right. Amen? They called another prophet. That one prophet came and said, that said the Lord. And they were all convinced that what he said came from the Lord. If he was standing in his former position, in his initial position of fearing God, he could have understood that God has spoken through his prophet. I shouldn't go into this campaign. Amen. Amen. But from the moment he started, you know, shifting himself towards people that were not fearing God, he started even losing his focus. Before, he was very careful to what God spoke to him. But now, even though God spoke, he knew when God spoke through his true prophet, and God has really spoken, but because of the influence he got himself into, he decided to go despite God said something else. He went, he got himself into that campaign, and if you read, you'll see, he got himself into serious trouble. They even took him for the king of Israel. They wanted to kill him. Amen? Getting yourself bound with someone who is under curse. Because them, the people of, you know, that kind of life, they know how to escape these things very well. If you read the king of Israel, he disguised himself. He didn't want to appear like a king. But him, like you and me, you'll go into a disco. They know how to escape when a fight breaks into them. They've been there many times. They know how people throw bottles to each other. They know how to escape. But if you just try to go yourself there, you don't know when they're about to start their fight. So this king, he disguised himself. And when the enemy came to attack, they pursued him. He had to start now shouting, I'm not him, I'm a different person. When they came, they saw, oh, it's not him actually. They left him and they went pursuing the other king who was under curse. You see, this king, he got himself into a condition that he lost completely focus on the plan of God for him. So much that he couldn't even see the hand of God anymore. He couldn't even recognize the hand of God anymore in his life. So much that when he came back from this battle, instead of repenting, understand that I did something wrong, I disobeyed to the Lord, no, he just went back. In chapter 19, God was so displeased with his behavior. God still loved that man because he saw he was a God-fearing man. He sent a prophet. And Jehoshaphat, chapter 19:1, the king of Judah returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shaldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Amen. The Lord was not pleased with his behavior. He went to help someone who was under curse. And the Lord said, you are going to help someone who is not fearing God. And love them that hate the Lord. Therefore is the rod upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. So God saw the heart of this man. He saw that it was just a weakness in him, but he was still loving God in his man, in his hand, in his heart. So he sent a man to warn him that you shouldn't do that. Repent. And he was a God-fearing man, as we said. He started repenting. In all chapter 19, we'll see, he started now rebuilding, taking away everything that was not according to the way of the Lord. He started doing this, rebuilding that, restoring this, you know, establishing judges, establishing singers, everything to restore the worship of the Lord. It was at that time that Ammon and Moab came to attack. Since he was not in perfect fellowship with God, since he was not in perfect harmony with God yet, he forgot that the Lord was in the camp. Instead of staying still, standing still and seeing the hand of the Lord, he started panicking. Amen. That was the key. Because we take that chapter from chapter 20, but if you go beyond, you will see the condition that made him to react the way he reacted, because he was not in perfect harmony with God. Many times, that's the condition with us. God told us, it's not your battle. It's his battle. Amen? It's not our problem. It's his problem. But many times, we get ourselves, you know, in some kind of behavior. We get ourselves bound with some people. We get ourselves in some attitude that put us in a condition that we forget that God is in the camp. Not only we forget, but we are even feared. We are even afraid to call the name of the Lord because we are wondering whether the Lord will hear us or not. Because we have put ourselves in a condition that we are not in harmony with God. Amen. Amen. But God says, be still and know that I am God. Amen. He is in the camp. Amen. Amen. He is with us. Whatever situation arises, the Lord is in the camp. And if only you acknowledge his presence, if only, because the Lord is there, despite what the King Jehoshaphat did, he was there waiting for him. He saw his heart. He saw his willingness to repent. And he sent his word, and his word corrected him. The man came back to the Lord. We'll see what happened after he repented. Amen. The prophet says, we are going to read a few things there. Just to show us the condition we put ourselves sometimes in. In that sermon, Stand Still and See the Salvation of the Lord, 1957. Now, in this particular scripture that we have just read, it was where a great crisis has come. The people were all nervous, upset because there was a great invading army. The Moabites were coming up against Judah. And it was a strenuous time. They didn't know which way to go. Jehoshaphat, the righteous man of God, had tried to do everything that he knew and how to serve God. So many times that we get all to a place where we can't stand still and nervous. Just as we start to do something good, then we see trouble coming. Amen. When the King Jehoshaphat, just after doing everything he did, the devil, knowing that this man is not really settled yet, amen, he know the right time to strike. Because when he was in his camp, when he was leaning towards Ahab, it was not a time to strike. Because he knew, he's coming toward my camp. Let me show him kindness. Let me show him love. Let me show him everything. Offer him something that he can join me. But when the man started repenting, when the man started doing something to please God, the devil, knowing that that man has still got some condemnation in his conscience, he can't really focus and pray God and invoke God properly, it's time to strike. He sent the army. Amen. But that is the devil trying to upset the program of God. We find it in our individual lives. We find it in our church world. We find it in our national affairs. You find it everywhere. And then we can know that when we are getting ready to do right, wrong is always present. But the way to overcome that is to think in your heart which way God will have you to go and which is the best way. Amen. Amen. The King Jehoshaphat didn't, you know, he started panicking. It's human, it's natural that at that particular moment, looking at yourself and your heart condemning you and the devil trying to upset you, it's normal to panic. But the Lord came and told him, be still. Stand still. Whatever you have done, I'm still your Lord. I'm in your midst, amen, and I'll fight for you. So, in that great day, and when God gets ready to do anything, usually he commands his people to stand still. Amen? Because in the midst of agitation, it's not the way of God of acting. It's not the way of God of doing things when you are agitated. Agitation is just a sign to show that you have no trust in God. Amen? Faith doesn't panic. Amen? Faith doesn't panic. When you are confident, when you trust in the Lord, anything that will happen, you'll stand still. You'll keep quiet. You'll stay silent and see the hand of the Lord acting. But when you are agitated, most of the time is because you have lost confidence in the Lord. And there are many reasons behind that loss of confidence. Sometimes it's just because you have put yourself in a condition that you are not in that harmony with the Lord anymore. Sometimes it's because of negligence. Sometimes it's because of, you know, you have become lazy in your spiritual life. And when things arise, you panic. And under that panic, it's just the way of Satan to trouble you so that you can't really benefit from the hand of the Lord in your life. Amen. So we see in many circumstances, the prophet shows that every time that God wants to do something, he asks you to be still first. Don't get yourself mixed up in his program. If you are still strong, you think you can do something, God will let you do. He will let you go and get agitated and get upset and do whatever you can until when you realize that I must stand still and the Lord is in the camp. Amen. Amen. The prophet says it in the case of the children of Israel when they sent 12 spies to go and explore the land. When they came and that 10 of them gave a bad testimony, the people get into trouble. They became really upset, agitated. Listen what the prophet says. One time when the test was on, when the covenant people had to come out of Egypt, led by the Holy Spirit, and the spies had went over into the promised land, 10 of them came back and said, "We cannot take the land. They are too great, and we cannot take the land. The people are too great, we are too small." But there was two men, Caleb and Joshua, who had been over there, and they said, "They steal the people. The first thing, one saying this, and the other saying that. One saying, 'Why did you bring us out? Is that just, isn't the condition today? I don't know it. Why did we do this and that? What did we?'" And Caleb steal the people before Moses. And he said, "We are well able to go over and take it. Because it depends on what you are looking at." Amen. Amen. Some of them were looking at the obstacles. The great army and the great walls and the great giant size of the people. But Caleb was looking at the promise of God. And it was the hour had come when Caleb had to get the people still before he could tell them the promise of God. Because when you are agitated, when King Jehoshaphat was agitated, even Psalm 46, he couldn't even remember it. He didn't know that you know, scripture was somewhere in the Bible. Because he was feared. Because he was upset. Amen. And I think that a very needed thing today is for the people to stand still and see what God has promised. It's a day that God is fulfilling his promise. These things must be, they've got to come. Therefore, we must see God's promise, then stand still and watch God's salvation move into it. God always walks according to his word, stealing the people. Amen. We are asking you to stand still tonight. Amen. Whatever situation, whatever condition in your life, sickness, financial troubles, anything that's troubling you, let's just stand still for a while. Let's just step back. You have tried everything. You have used your own strength. You have used your own intelligence, your own abilities. But now it's time to just draw back a little bit and stand still, consider the promise of the word. Amen. When God gets ready to do anything, the people is all tore up. The reason they were tore up in the journey is because there was a mixed multitude that went up. Amen. Sometimes, as we said about the King Jehoshaphat, is our associations. He got himself in bad association that made the power of God almost powerless to him. The power of God was there. But for the children of Israel, the promise was theirs. God has spoken it many generations before them. They had just to walk and take. And they had many, many testimonies of God keeping his promise. There was the Red Sea. There was many different countries that they fought and they won. There was no need for them to panic. But because of the mixed multitude, because of the bad influence of people you get yourself associated with, they bring your faith down. Amen. And most of the time, these people are very influential. And they come with very, very good arguments. Very good reasons. Amen. They'll bring you even some scientific proofs that what you are believing, my sister, it will never happen. Because see your age. Amen. They'll say, my brother, what you are really believing will never happen. Because you are a foreigner in this country. When people see your CV, they see just your name. They say, oh, this is not an Irish name. You never get a job in this country. There are many things that can come to discourage you. You see your accent, you know, when you, over the phone, they can just feel that you are not an Irish person. They won't give you the house. Too many negatives. But because of that, you lose your concentration. You lose your focus on the Lord. And you become agitated. The word of the Lord becomes almost powerless to you. But I'm going to show you tonight that these very things that the devil is using to scare you, God can take that very thing and use it for his glory. Amen. Amen. Out of that mountain that's standing before you, God can use that same mountain to usher you into the blessing. Amen. 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 Be still and know that he is God. Because he knows his ways are not your ways. His mind is not your mind. From where you see obstacle, we have just sung, God bless you. We sung, got any mountain that seems impossible. The Jordan was standing there. But where did the way come from? Out of the Jordan. Amen. Amen. The Red Sea was standing there, but God made a way. God didn't build a bridge. Amen. God spoke to the Red Sea. Amen. Amen. Let's go. God wants you to be still. That's the only thing he's requesting from you. Are you sure that you have made everything right? Are you in harmony with him? If you are in harmony with him, everything is okay with him, stand still. Amen. The prophet says, now when God was ready to speak, he had to still the people. And it was one day way down, coming out of Egypt. Before they go there, God wanted to show his glory. Sometimes that condition you are finding yourself in, it's only that God wants to show his glory. And his glory can't be demonstrated only if the conditions are very, very difficult. Amen. Because if you get it just easily, how can his glory be demonstrated? Things must become, at some stage, it becomes impossible to man. And when he acts, we'll see, this was the hand of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So things must, at some stage, become very, very tough. Almost impossible. You say, man can't do this. Lord, I'm fed up now. Lord, I'm at the end of my strength. Now you act. Amen. And it was one day. And God can only show his glory when his people stand still and look for it. Keep this in mind. Not your strength. Know your intelligence. Know your efforts. Stand still. Because he doesn't want to share his glory with you. Because if you put some of your efforts in it, When at the end of the end result, you'll say, okay, the Lord did 80% and I did 20%. He doesn't want to share. It's his own glory. And you just back up. Amen. Stand and see him doing his job. Amen. He says, and God can only show his glory when his people stand still and look for it. That's what the matter today with our church. People do not stand still and look for the glory of God. We see the situation sometimes become very tough. I know some of them, some of you, even myself, some of us, we have gone through that kind of thing. Some of us, we are going through it now. You don't see any issue. Sorry, you don't see any escape. The prophet says, let me just find it quickly. The prophet says, some of my greatest experiences I've ever witnessed before God is when I got to a place where I couldn't go over, under, or around. Amen? You find yourself completely stuck. The prophet says, some of my greatest experiences is when I found myself in that condition. I couldn't go over, I couldn't go under, I couldn't even go around the situation. But just stand still and God makes a way through it somewhere. Amen. Amen. Amen? Not over, no under, no around, but through. Amen. Amen. We have a God that can make a way through.
Amen.
We have not a running away God. Our God never turns his back to situations. He will face the situation and will create a way through the situation.
Amen.
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 Just be still and know that he is God. He hasn't failed yet and will never fail. God can never fail. Amen. So we see now the children of Israel out of Egypt. They were going, singing, praising the Lord. God has done great things for us. We are out of bondage. And in the middle of their jubilation, some situation arise. They found themselves stuck. Amen. Red Sea in front, Pharaoh behind, wall. Amen. A mountain there. So there was no escape for them. The situation was very, very complicated for them. And they started being agitated. They started being worried. What can we do? Moses, what have you done? God told Moses, tell them to stand still. I made the promise. I took you out of Egypt. Look at me now. Let me do the job for you. Amen. It's not your effort. You have no spears. You have no weapons to fight Pharaoh. The Red Sea is there. I created the Red Sea. I created the mountains. Look at me, and out of what you consider at your obstacles, I'll make the obstacles work for your glory.
Hallelujah.
I'll make the obstacle work out a way themselves. They'll find a way for you to walk out.
Amen.
Amen. See what happened now. The very situation that they were afraid of, they were worried of, the Red Sea that could have swallowed them, God spoke a word. God didn't send his angels. God told the Red Sea, you water, tell your fellow waters. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He just spoke to the waters. And the water stood as a wall. So the waters that were coming this way, the waters at the front was telling them, you stand there. Amen. On the other side, the waters that was coming, their fellow waters, telling them, don't come, let them cross. Amen. God used the very situation that was an obstacle for them to minister a way for them. Amen. He didn't use their power. He used that same condition. God wants to show you that his glory will be shown through that same condition. He didn't bring them to cross the mountain. He didn't find an alternative way, another option. This very same option, the very same obstacle, he ordered the obstacle to transform itself into salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They didn't fight the waters.
The waters were fighting the other waters now. Waters were coming. There was a big fight there. The big guys at the front, they're standing. If you come, I'll fight you. Amen. The other, if you come, I'll kill you. Let them pass because they are the people of God.
Amen.
Amen. It was not all. It was not it yet. They crossed. They were still feared because the way was open. And Pharaoh was still coming with his army. Amen. And they were not coming to play a game. They were coming to do a job. They were determined to destroy them and bring those that they could bring back into Egypt. Amen. But the waters was one obstacle. The army of Pharaoh was another obstacle. God used an obstacle to destroy another obstacle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God didn't use anything else. He just took your condition, the things that looked to stand against you, to stand against another thing that was standing against you. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes,
sir. Be still and know that I am God. It was the waters that were an obstacle to their walk that fought Pharaoh. Amen.
Amen.
And there was a confusion in the camp of the obstacles. God just blinded their eyes. The very people that they were supposed to destroy went safely, but they destroyed each other. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. If there's no solution, God can manufacture a solution out of nothing. Out of nowhere, God can make a way. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble because only we think too much. Amen? Because we think too much, we think we know better than God. God has said it, you say, ah, really? Did really God say that I will overcome? Yes, I can overcome, but you know, I saw the other guy dying the other day with the same disease. Because many times, my brother, sister, is not easy. Because we speak here because we are all healthy and everything is good. Imagine you go to the hospital tomorrow and the doctor tells you, I'm sorry, but you have a cancer and you have only 3 months left to live. It's not an easy situation. Amen?
Amen.
It's not an easy information to get. Sometimes we take it for granted, you know, when they tell the neighbor, oh, you know, the neighbor was told he has only got 3 months to live. Oh, sorry for him. Oh, let's pray for him. It's just, you know, another news. But when it strike in your house, they tell you that your husband has got only 3 months left to live on the earth. You look at your children, you see, oh, they'll become fatherless. The father himself look at the children and say, oh, they'll become orphans. I'm leaving. It's at that very moment that you need to stand still.
Amen.
And it's not easy to stand still at that particular moment. It's not easy because all the evidence is there. The doctor tells you, see, he can bring you a record of people he has told the same thing before you. Years and years, it never failed. Because these things are very accurate, you know, to the hour. They even can tell you the hour you'll die. They'll tell you you'll die on the 21st of November between, you know, 6 and 9 p.m. And it will happen. So will you be able to stand still and see God in action? Amen. That's why you need that harmony with God. That's why you need that, unbreakable confidence with God. Amen.
Amen.
Because God can use that same tumor that you are afraid of. Amen. I remember once Brother Joseph Lubanza was preaching here. He was giving a testimony of a woman back in Congo. She was expecting a child. But they went and tested. They said it was not a child, it was a tumor. Remember that example? They could check, they said it was a tumor. And the tumor, we know, it's a cancer, amen? But out of that tumor, God created a child, amen?
Amen.
Out of that condition that could lead to death, God made life. Amen. So nothing is impossible to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't consider your situation. Don't consider your condition. Look at the promise of God.
Amen.
They were there. They crossed the Jordan, the Red Sea, on the other side of the sea. They could look and see, and it was just wonder. They could see the miracle. And the prophet says, God will make your enemy, he will make them stand still and watch his glory.
Amen.
Amen. Pharaoh and his army was there. They were there looking at them, looking how God was performing the impossible. The Red Sea, which was an obstacle, it was there standing and looking at them, still the way they were crossing. God will make the same doctor. God will make the same landlord. God will make the same policeman or judge or whoever who is accusing you falsely. God will make them contemplate his glory through what he will do with you. Amen. So we are so many times afraid. We are so many times living under our privileges just because we don't know. What power lie in our camp? Amen. We are too agitated. We don't stand still. But sometimes God's paths lead right through such places. He's talking about the army of Pharaoh. And it seems like when these children of Israel had got out to this Red Sea, the pillar of fire leading them, Pharaoh's army behind them, the mountains and sea cutting them off, all nature would have wept out for these little people unarmed in the great marching army. But sometimes God's path leads right through such places. God wanted to show his power. Amen. God loves to display his power. The prophet says, and then as the Reds and they got to the Red Sea, God wanted to display his power. So he had the Red Sea stand still, wall itself up and stand at attention while the covenant little bunch of holy rollers marched through the breast of it. Amen. He made it to stand still and contemplate this bunch of, despised people. Sometimes you are despised. Sometimes people look at you, they say, oh, look at her. She's still there. Look at him. He's still there. He doesn't go anywhere. But those same people, God will bring them to a standstill. They won't be able to speak anymore because of the magnificence of the power of God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Stand still. Be still and know that I am God. There's a Red Sea standing in your way, standing in your path, you have an example in the Bible. Amen. You have an example in the Bible. There is a Red Sea standing in your way. Just go back. Examine the promise of the Lord, and the Lord will make a way for you. Let's just read our example of the beginning, the King Jehoshaphat and the attack. What happened next? He came back to the Lord. The Lord told him, be confident, stand still, and see me at action. And when they stood still, look what happened. Chapter 20, from verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, because after the Lord spoke, they put everything in right, and they took the singers, they took the priests, they took everything, and they started now worshiping. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord now was in action. He told them, it's not your battle, it's my battle. You stand still and see me now in action. What happened? For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitant of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them in their own camp. Amen. And when they had made an end at the inhabitant of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Amen. The very people that came to attack them, the very people that they were afraid of, they thought these very people that they are going to rule us out of our land, they started fighting each other. At the first stage, Ammon and Moab, they coalesced together to attack the other people of Mount Seir. They killed them, they slaughtered them, everything. And when there was nobody to kill them there anymore, they turned against each other. Amen. In the meantime, what was the King Jehoshaphat doing? Singing. Amen. Amen. They were worshiping. Amen. Amen. They were there. As the Lord said, stand still and watch the hand of the Lord. Amen. God brought confusion in the camp of the enemy themselves. The enemy will use his own weapons to destroy himself. They'll use their own tactics. They'll use their own ambushes to destroy themselves. You will not fight the fight. Amen. Just make sure that you trust in the Lord. Just make sure that you have full confidence in the Lord, and the Lord will make a way for you. Amen. We see it. There are many examples. I'm not going to take everything. But the baby Moses in the Bible, Pharaoh signed a decree that they're going to kill all the children. Amen. They're going to kill all the children. But Moses' parents, they stood still because they had the revelation that this man, this child, is a liberator. This man is a savior. Amen. God will do something. Whatever happened, the promise of God is there. And God will make a way for this baby. They stood still and they were not afraid of the crocodiles at the Nile. Amen. All the obstacles that were standing on the way of that child becoming a king, sorry, a liberator, they were not afraid of it. They were looking at the promise of God. So far that they took him, they went and put him in the very place where they were throwing the babies. They put him themselves into the tomb, amen, believing that God will bring him back to life. Amen. They were so confident in the Lord that when they brought him to the Jordan, to the Nile, they knew there were crocodiles there. They knew that the child can be drowned by the waters. There were many things, but they were confident that God can use even those very crocodiles to save his life. What happened? The same pen, amen, the same pen that signed the decree that all the children must be killed was the same pen that signed another decree to say that this child is now the prince of Egypt. Amen. 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 God used that same obstacle that was standing before Moses to make a way of salvation for Israel. Amen. Amen. Not only that they used that same pen to make him a prince of Israel, they used the taxpayers' money to feed that baby. Amen. They used their taxpayers' money to pay even his mother for breastfeeding him. Amen. God will use your enemies to carry you up. Amen. God will use your enemy to lift you up. Amen. You remember Haman and Mordecai? It was now Haman who had to walk Mordecai throughout the town and say, see the man that God wants to honor. Amen. Your enemies will become your spokespeople. Amen. Amen. God will use them to advertise your glory, to advertise your elevation. Amen. Amen. Stand still. Whatever the condition, whatever the circumstances, be still and know that he is God. He will minister a way for you. Amen. The three Hebrews, the very obstacle that were against them, God used it against the obstacles. Amen. The fire that was supposed to kill them, God used the same fire to kill the people that were throwing them in the fire. Amen.
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 Be still. They were not agitated. They tied their bound. You know, they bound them. They put chains, big chains. But what the fire did was only to break the chains. Amen.
Amen.
Obstacle against obstacles. God will use them, put confusion in their own camp.
That's right.
Amen. My brother, my sister, just pay heed to the word of God.
Amen.
Just make sure that you are in harmony with God.
Amen.
Just make sure that you have confidence in the Lord. Amen. There's many, many examples. We can't go through them all. But let's just read this to conclude, because we still have to pray. The prophet says, it was Congressman Upshaw. You know the story of Congressman Upshaw. He was crippled for years and years, almost all his life. Who sat yonder in California, been afflicted for 69 years. Amen. Who is sick for 69 years here? Nobody. Even if you are sick, whatever happened, you have not suffered for 69 years. But this man was on a wheelchair for 69 years. I believe it was in a wheelchair, bound for all his days to be in a wheelchair. When every doctor that he could go to, and being a congressman, he went to the best. Amen? Don't say that your condition is desperate, because you have just gone to see a GP. Amen? You have not gone to the best clinics of the... Because this was a congressman. It was subsidized by the government of the United States. Amen? He went to the best hospital he could go. Him could say this condition was desperate. Not yours. Because we have just gone to the GP or to St. James's or whatever. Amen? But this man, his condition was desperate. He tried everything that he could, and he was a total afflicted for life. But God made the scientist stand still and see Congressman Upshaw rise from his wheelchair and come to the platform giving God praise, certainly. Amen.
Amen.
God did it for the Congressman Upshaw.
Amen.
Amen. God did it for Congressman, and he was not even a believer. Amen.
Amen.
Congressman Upshaw was not even a believer. You are a believer. Amen.
Amen.
You are a believer. You are a son of God. So if God can do it for this man, who after receiving his healing, maybe went to drink, maybe went to do things, ungodly things, but God healed him.
Amen.
What about you? What about your job? What about the fruit of your womb? What about your marriage? What about your citizenship? What about your residency? Because God knows you're going to use it for his glory.
Amen.
Amen. He's bound by his word to give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't 2 years ago, October's issue of the Reader's Digest, when God made Mayo Clinic stand still and hear the testimony of little Donnie Martin. And that on that incurable disease, this boy, Donnie Martin, had an incurable disease. When he was brought to the platform and the Holy Spirit told him exactly what to do, and God healed the boy there. Amen.
Amen.
If God did this, incurable disease, what is bigger than this that God cannot heal? Amen. The scientific world of John Hopkins and Mayo's, when I went there, they laid the Reader's Digest of that on their platform, on their table there, and to be read. God made the medical world stand still and see Donnie Martin be healed by the power of God. Now to close, the prophet says, I be his servant tonight and declare him right. God will make every sin that you have committed, the devil that called you your soul for his own, he You'll make the devil stand still tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Watch the power of God come down and take away your sin and iniquity and give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He'll surely do it. He'll make every cancer drop. Amen. Who believe that?
Amen.
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 He will make every cancer drop. He'll make every blinded eye come to open. Amen.
Amen.
Who is blinded here?
Amen.
Nobody. Amen. But if you know someone who is blind, amen.
Amen.
If you know someone who is blinded, amen.
Amen.
Believe for that person now. Amen.
Amen.
Believe for that person now and the Lord will make a way for him. Amen.
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 Is there any condition that you know? Think of our brother George. Amen.
Amen.
Where he's standing now. Think of him and bring this case in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We put our faith because this is what says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The pillar of fire in the prophet speaking to his people today. Amen. He says he will make every cancer drop. He'll make every blinded eye come to open. He'll make the cripples walk. Amen. He will let the devil who afflicted you stand still and see the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Speak to that devil who afflicted you for all these years. You know what he afflicted you with. Amen.
Amen.
You know. And call its name. Amen.
Amen.
As we'll pray, call its name. And tell the devil, whether it is cancer, whether it is, you know, whatever, unbelief, call its name and tell him you're going to give way today.
Amen.
Because that says the Lord.
Amen.
It is his battle, not my battle.
Amen.
Amen. He says, just, it is not your battle. Just stand still. It's God's battle. Don't be frustrated. Don't be upset. Stand still. Amen. Let's all stand as we are going to go into prayer. If the musicians can come. And let's sing, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Amen. As we are approaching his throne now, you just bring your problem. Bring whatever situation has upset you all these years, all these days, weeks, or whatever. Even if it's only today, the Lord can make the situation itself work for his glory and itself make a way for you. Amen. Be still.
Still, I know.
sister, why don't you consider what has been said? The Lord has spoken to your soul now. Consider what has been said. It's not your force, your efforts. It's not by might, it's not by strength, but it's by my power, said the Lord. Now go and claim that power now. As we approach, as we are before his throne, now go by faith. Claim that power now, asking the Lord to grant you the desire of your heart. You know that thing, that demon that has been troubling you all these years. Now ask for the Lord to come. You just step back a little bit and look at the Lord, see his power acting in your life. Let's all pray the Lord. Please pray for Brother George's friend, Dylan, who has a kidney problem, and the doctors said they cannot help him. We are going to commit this request into God's hands. Please remember also my niece back in Congo. She has been diagnosed with TB, and she is in a very, very bad condition. Please remember her as we... yeah, in prayer. Let's also remember Brother Andrew, who is going tomorrow to England. Brother Maxwell, I think, is gone today for the dedication in Brother Alex's church. Let God grant them traveling mercies. And if there's any other request, why don't you just raise your hand as we call Brother James Machaya to come and close for us in a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, that we find ourselves gathered in this place.
Amen. If you can give us a song as we dismiss. God bless you. And go home believing that God is more than able. Amen.
Amen.
Go home not looking at your circumstances, but go home looking at his power. And you'll see his hand in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. We'll just...